And here we are again. This Sunday, which happens once a year when we're asked to share our intentions for the coming year, our intentions for giving back to God through St. John's a portion of the resources, the blessings which we have been given. Now, I know for some that's like a loaded statement, because on a day-to-day basis, we don't immediately always think of what we have, what we make, what we earn as something we've been given. You probably feel like you work pretty hard for it. But in most Christian traditions, including our own, we think of everything that we own. We think of our abilities, we think of who we are, the gift of life itself, all as a gift from God. Therefore, we see our offering, whether it be from our resources and our volunteering or our serving, we see all of that as returning back to God, part of what God has given us, provided for us. And that's why we say that turning in a statement of intent for the coming year and the offerings that flow from that, we say that's an act of thanksgiving. We're thankful for the gift of life, and we show thanks by helping to do the work that Jesus, our Christ, is doing by answering, by celebrating the calling we've been given that God has asked us to do. That's why our focus during the weeks leading up to this day, and the flyers and the videos, the brochure that we mailed you, why the focus is on sharing stories of what God is doing in the lives of people who are part of the St. John's family. Our focus is on sharing the impact that we're making. Our focus is on celebrating how it is that we live our calling as disciples of Jesus, proclaiming the good news of Jesus' grace, the good news of God's love, the good news of the Spirit's power to transform hearts, to transform people, to transform community. And I want to give thanks to God, to you, for our leaders, council members, staff members who've already shared their intentions, for a few members who received those letters in the mail this week, and they just responded immediately. They didn't even wait for today and punched it in on a computer earlier. For the two families who are offering challenge gifts above and beyond their regular giving to put us in reach of our goal, to make it closer. And to all of you who declare your intentions, who renew your willingness to come together. As I say many Sundays, as we're about to take up the offering, we're only able to do what we're called to do together, and we're thankful for the generosity. I truly give thanks for all the generosity in this place, generosity in serving others, generosity in giving, generosity of spirit, generosity of hearts. You can experience that here day by day, week by week. Now, I don't know how many of you've noticed, maybe only a few, maybe a lot of you, I don't know. It sort of depends how many times you've been here in worship during the last 3 weeks. But at least some of you, I'm sure, have noticed that the hymn that we sing after the sermon has been the same for 3 weeks in a row, and we're singing it again today. Now, in case you're wondering, that was not a glitch, not a mistake or mess up on the part of the staff. We've done this before sometimes, picked a theme hymn, as it were, for the annual stewardship appeal and sung it through the whole thing. This year, to be honest, I had decided not to do that. When Gloria asked me, I said, no, I don't think so. I don't have anything in mind. But then, 3 weeks ago, on the first Sunday, when we sang that hymn after the sermon, a hymn which we picked simply because it went with the assigned scripture reading for that day, when we sang that hymn, this hymn, To Be Your Presence, my mind, my heart was instantly changed. And after church, I told Gloria, well, I was wrong. We do have a hymn that we're going to sing every Sunday. It's the one that we just happened to sing today, because it, to me, resonated so perfectly with the theme, celebrating our calling. And so we did. We've sung it the last three Sundays. Today's the fourth. Who knows, maybe we'll just keep singing it every week until Christmas. Just kidding. But on the second Sunday that we sang it, I had another realization that it would be part of today's sermon. And so here we are, that moment is now. To be your presence is our mission here. To show compassion's face and listening ear. To be your heart of mercy ever near. Alleluia. This is the good news, that God is present here every single week in so many ways. But one of the most important is in you. You are God's presence. Our mission, our calling is being God's presence here in this place and going out from this place into the community. That's the mission. You're here to give thanks and worship and praise, yes, but more than that, every one of you, whether you think of it this way or not, you are God's presence here for one another. In your listening, in your caring, in your compassion, when you welcome people, when you share the peace, when you ask someone, how are you doing? Are you okay? How can I help? You are God's presence, God's mercy. By the power of God's Spirit, you are. And to that we all say, you know what to say, the hymn said so. To that we all say, alleluia. To be your presence is our mission bold, to feed the poor and shelter homeless cold, to be your hands of justice, right uphold. Alleluia. To be your presence is our mission blessed, to speak for all the broken and oppressed, to be your voice of hope, your love expressed. Alleluia. When you give offerings, a portion of which go to organizations that help others, when you buy groceries for one of the food pantries in town, when you send youth to the ELCA youth gathering or to camp or to the dwelling, when you host four different 12-step groups helping people in addiction, when you allow 20 children whose parents are picking our local crops to use our building for classes and for fun all day, 5 days a week for more than a month in the summer, when you hide eggs or carve pumpkins or make crafts with youth who've been removed from their homes for their own safety, when you help pay for staff for their time, for the pastoral care that's provided for those facing struggles, in so many ways, you are God's own presence. You are God's own spirit, God's own heart, doing God's own work, bringing a word of hope and grace and mercy and blessing to so many people. Thanks be to God that you are God's presence in serving neighbor. And all God's children say, Alleluia. And the last verse, we are your heart, O Christ, your hands and voice. To serve your people is our call and choice. And in this mission, we, the church, rejoice. Alleluia. Did you hear, have you ever heard words that more clearly state the good news that God's love moves us to serve one another? We are your heart, O Christ, your hands and voice. To serve your people is our call and choice. Every week, when we've sung that line for 3 weeks, I've had tears well up in my eyes. This calling to be God's presence in welcoming all people and caring for one another and helping our neighbor and being generous with our building and our money and our lives. This calling is not only God's calling for us, not only what God asks us to do, it's also our choice. And how lucky are we that we have this place where we can be in God's presence, where we can be God's presence. How lucky we are to be surrounded week by week by people who have made that choice to be here, to be God's presence, to embody Christ. Look around you. That's not rhetorical. Just do it. Look around you. Nobody here, except maybe a few of the littler ones, but I'll say anyway, nobody here was forced to be here. Nobody here is forced to turn in an intent card. Nobody here is forced to volunteer. Nobody here is forced to do any of the things we do. How amazing to be God's people together, to be surrounded by people who have made a choice to be God's presence, who have heard the good news, have been moved by the good news, who are empowered to be God's love, God's grace, God's mercy and justice for one another. That, my friends, is the good news. Good news. Good news. We are your heart, O Christ, your hands and voice. To serve your people is our call and choice, and in this mission, we, the church, rejoice. Alleluia, 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 amen.